Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, one of the greats of all time. One of the best college football analysts you'll find. He was a star here at the CBS Sports Radio Network. And now his former partner's on the back page of the New York Post. And that, of course, is the great Brian Jones. Brian, how you been?
Brian Jones, man. Where are you?
And Evan, what is happening? What did Giannotti do now? He in trouble?
Nah, I wouldn't say he's in trouble. No, no. And Mike have gotten into it a little bit.
A tiff between him and Mike.
A little bit of a tiff.
You know what I mean, Brian?
Oh, dude, does that? Anyway, Prince, why are you gonna be such a curmudgeon, man? Just go spend all that money you making and be happy.
That's what you do, right?
That's exactly what he does.
Yes. I mean, damn.
Where you
Smile
living?
A little bit.
Where
Come
you living
on.
Now, man? Where you in Texas now? Is that where you are?
No, I'm in New York, freezing my ass off with the rest of y'all. You know we got football this weekend, man.
Oh boy. Let me start off somewhat locally. Somewhat locally.
Oh man, don't mention Rutgers.
No.
What do you think is 78 for Michigan again this week? What do you think, Brian?
I wasn't going to do that to the P. It's actually at 38.5 and went down a point, the
Rutgers-Michigan
game. Actually, Syracuse, that's why I say somewhat locally. I mean, they have put together quite a team. They've got an interesting couple of weeks coming up after they're done with Louisville, the big game against Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium. Give me your thoughts on what the Cuse has been able to do off to a 7-2 start.
And remember that they had an opportunity to win that game at Clemson.
Sure.
They had a beautiful call, RPO, and you had a lineman downfield, or you know, they convert on that fourth down. So they've played some damn good football. Lost a couple they should not have lost. But Dino Babers, man, he's got this team playing extremely well, especially on the offensive side of the ball with quarterback Dungy. And if you can keep him healthy, he allows you some flexibility in your play calling because you can utilize his legs. And defensively, not as many holes on that side of the ball as we thought coming into the season. So what? They're playing with a lot of confidence, and they've been in some hostile environments and fared well. And yeah, that's going to be a big one here next week. Now I'm a little worried about Notre Dame as they enter in this ball game tomorrow versus Florida State. Excuse me, especially not having their starter Ian Book, who was really activated this offense much in the same way Tua Tagovailoa has done for Alabama's offense, the number one team in the land. This Ian Book has been outstanding, man. He is truly a blessing for this offense, and it gives them some passing prowess now with Wimbush. We'll see how much his game has progressed because, you know, Florida State's going to want to turn him into just a one-trick pony, which he mainly has been. So it'll be interesting to see how they can pick up the pieces not having him there so that they can avoid a hiccup before they get to Syracuse.
Yeah, well, it's been a brutal season, though, for Florida State here, Brian. Ooh. I mean, if they knocked off Notre Dame, that would be probably the biggest upset of the year so far in college football. I mean, it would be up there.
Yeah, that would be huge. And remember, this is a team that they got a ton of talent, especially on the defensive side of the ball. For whatever reason, things are not clicking on the offensive side of the ball. And, of course, Willie Taggart taking over. He gives up the play calling a couple of weeks ago. I didn't think that was the issue. I mean, they've been scoring points here of late, but he gave that up. And so I don't know what's really afflicting them. You know, the offensive line has been woeful for a couple of seasons now. They can't seem to figure that out. And struggling at quarterback, no matter who's back there, if it's Blackman, if it's Francois. So they have myriad problems currently, and it would be a huge monumental upset considering how well Notre Dame has been playing and the way they're running the ball. I think the ball, they're going to have to definitely lean on that running game with Dexter Williams and utilizing the legs of Wimbush.
We're talking to Brian Jones, CBS college football analyst. He'll be in studio this Saturday to break down all the action for the SEC on CBS doubleheader, which starts at noon. You go back to the first weekend of the college football season, the big Michigan-Notre Dame game, and after Notre Dame won that game, it felt like the obituary was being written for Coach Harbaugh. And this Michigan team, boy, have they responded, especially their defense. The last 3 weeks against ranked teams, they've given up a combined like 27 points against Wisconsin and Penn State and Michigan State. But it all comes down to, can they beat the Buckeyes? Can they win that game on Thanksgiving weekend? Isn't that really what
it's all about? They can, and I think Michigan State can give the Buckeyes some problems this weekend as well. Michigan's defense, you just mentioned some of the stats. They're out of this world. Penn State was coming in averaging 41 points a game last week. They left with only 7 on the scoreboard. For the second time in his collegiate career, Trace McSorley did not have a touchdown. The last 3 versus ranked conference foes, Michigan has held them on average to 126 yards and 9 points only. Don Brown is getting down with this defense, man, and he's always coached a good defense, whether it was his tenure here at Michigan or at Boston College. And so, yeah, they're playing some great football on that side of the ball. But offensively, Shea Patterson, he's helped Jim Harbaugh expand the play calling. They're not just your traditional 3 yards in a cloud of dust. They're employing Shea Patterson's legs. They've got RPOs. They're throwing the ball in the flat to the fullback. I mean, everyone is fully functional in their offense as well. So it looks very good for Michigan right now. I think they can finally beat Ohio State while Jim Harbaugh is on his sideline, something he's yet to do, of course. So I like this Michigan football team, but they're still, like everyone else, playing second fiddle to Alabama.
You know, you talk about Ohio State, and I watched a lot of them this year, and I watched them when they got annihilated by Purdue. And the one thing that you know, for years with Ohio State, they could always run the football, all right? And this team really can't run the football that well. And they got a quarterback, as good as he may be, Haskins, throwing it. He's a totally a one-dimensional quarterback, which is something that we've really never seen at Ohio State. There's always their quarterbacks could always run, but he can't run.
Yeah, well, this guy's a pure passer, and he wants to stay in that pocket. That doesn't say he's not athletic, but he's having a hell of a year. And you know, that's one thing they wanted to get back to, Joe, was running the ball after that loss at Purdue. And they did that last week. Dobbins, he went off. But the problem for Ohio State has been their defense. Since they lost Bosa, they have been on the average allowing almost 30 points
a game.
Well,
they had a tough game with Nebraska. Nebraska gave them a hell of a game at the Horseshoe.
Yeah. That's my point. Yeah, they're hemorrhaging on the D, giving up 29.2 points a game on average since they lost Bosa. So teams, and when they lost to Purdue, that didn't happen in a vacuum because they've given up chunks of rushing yards to their previous 3 opponents prior to losing to Purdue. So we saw this coming, and it finally caught up with them. You can say that about other teams like West Virginia. You know, before they lost to Ames, they had not been playing well. They've been turning over the rock quite a bit, and that finally caught up with them in that loss. They're at Iowa State. So the same thing with Ohio State. You're able to gain yards on them. Now can your defense stop? The Michigan State's defense is getting healthier. They've been pretty much solid all season long. They now get a big piece back when he returned last week, Josiah Scott, at the cornerback position. They're going to need him going up against Paris Campbell and others that Ohio State likes to employ. But this will be a tough ball game.
We're talking to Brian Jones. Besides an NFL team, leave them out. Can anybody touch Alabama?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that performance a few weeks ago against LSU was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Listen, man, watching Alabama is like when Jordan was in the NBA. You had some Hall of Famers, Patrick Ewing. You had Charles Barkley. You had many, many others that couldn't sniff a championship because of Michael Jordan. Now, Houston, of course, won 2, and the only reason they won that is because Jordan decided to retire for a little bit, and they still owe him 2 rings for making that decision. So it's Alabama, then there's everyone else. Clemson can hang with their defensive line. They got 4 bad boys up front. But other than that, I don't think they have anything that can touch this Alabama team. And just in case you had forgotten, that defense served notice last weekend there at Death Valley that just like our predecessors, we're devoted to destruction. I mean, you're talking about just annihilating any and everything that LSU wanted to do. This Bama team is cooking with gas, and Tua has just brought another dimension. It used to be if we can go in and stop that battering ram of a running game that Alabama has, we got a shot. Now you can't say that because they can hurt you running the ball. They can hurt you passing the ball. And it's not just 1 or 2 guys. It's 3, 4, and 5 different guys. And one of them gets hurt, they can plug in another one. I've not seen anything like this. And there may be a couple NFL teams that Alabama could play with.
Yeah. Well, on a NFL level, and obviously it won't happen at the end of this year, it happened probably at the end of next year, how good can this Tua be? I mean, right now it looks like a lock to win the Heisman, but on the next level, how do you view a guy like that?
This guy has everything you want. He has the touch. He can throw the deep ball. He can get out of harm's way. Hell, he's got a brace on his leg, and he outruns the entire LSU defense for a touchdown the other night. He's making passes that you may see from time to time at the collegiate level, but you see all the time at the NFL level. He's making those passes. I mean, some of these balls are just unbelievable. He's hitting guys in stride. He's throwing guys open. He's immediately relegating a would-be defender to chase mode. I mean, it's just amazing to watch him work. He's fitting balls into tight windows. The timing's there. Everything you want at the next level, he does it. Does he have your ideal height? No, but who gives a damn? Is he producing? Yes, he's got this sixth sense about him, and it's just phenomenal to watch him do work. We sit there on Saturday and just, wow, how did he get that? How did he make that throw? I mean, it's just beautiful passes. Even after throwing the interception his first of the season last week, comes back and hits Irv Smith Jr. in the corner of the end zone. Just a beautifully thrown ball. He made one against Tennessee, man. I mean, it was like Dan Marino, Joe Montana-esque. Mm-hmm. I mean, just whizzing it by the defender's ear. And then, of course, his receiver comes up with it for the 6 points. So he's got everything you want. He's seeing things so clearly. And for a young player to have that type of wit and that type of the vision and game, it's just you don't see that all the time. You hardly ever see it. You know, there's some fifth-year seniors who are playing that can't do what this kid is doing.
You know, if you're going to beat Alabama, and LSU hasn't had a quarterback, let's be honest. LSU, Brian, has not had a quarterback, I think, since Burt Jones was there 40 years ago. 45 years ago. They never have a quarterback. You want to give me Jamarcus Russell, whatever. They never really have a quarterback. And if you're going to beat Alabama, now seriously, all right, and I think you would agree, you got to have, tell me the quarterback in college, because you got to have a big-time quarterback if you're going to beat Alabama.
Right. And listen, you got to have a big-time quarterback.
Who is that? How about Ian Book? Is he good enough to at least give Alabama a game?
Yeah, he's good enough because he can be an accurate passer, and he's athletic enough to get out of harm's way. And the quarterbacks that have given Alabama fit are guys like a Deshaun Watson.
Right,
that can
right,
extend
right,
plays. Those
right,
are the types. But right, here's the deal. I don't give a damn how athletic you are back there. Joe Burrow, while he's only a 50% passer, he takes care of the rock. He can be accurate if you give him time, but that's the issue. You don't have time. Alabama last week, four-man rush. They didn't have to use a blitz. Four bad boys up front were able to get to Joe Burrow, hurry him up. And LSU, they employed a max protection. So you got all your offensive linemen. Then you have to keep a back or a tight end in the chip. And that limits what you can do in the passing game. So now as a defense, I only have to use four guys to rush. I can drop seven to cover what? Four receivers? How the hell are you going to win doing that? So you better have some boys up front that can block. That way you can get some more individuals involved in the passing game. I can hit a running back in the flat. I can maybe hit a tight end across the middle. But when I only have to rush four, man, I'm playing with house money. So that, I don't care how talented you are, you better be able to block up front so you can your talented quarterback can do what it is that he can do.
If they lost an SEC championship game, they'd still make the college football playoff, right?
Yeah.
Like, you'd still put them in.
Yeah.
So that would hold.
Unless they're blown out. So, unless they're just.
Georgia's not blowing them out.
No, I don't think anybody's blowing them out. They're probably not even beating them. But if they. So who do you think out of that, assuming things went, you know, stayed the way they are, Notre Dame took care of business, let's say Michigan took care of business.
Right.
Does Clemson takes care of business. Would Michigan be the odd man out? Would Notre Dame be the odd man out? Who would get hosed if Alabama actually lost?
That is a great question, and we would have a big-time mess. Michigan is one of those blue bloods. Of course, Alabama is the blue blood. Notre Dame, definitely, one of those big box brands. So, you know, which one would be left out? I think the committee would have just a terrible time trying to sift through all of those metrics to figure out who you're leaving out. Now, the Big 12 could possibly be left out. Now, if it's Oklahoma, there's another team with cachet. Of course, you look at that stellar game they had with Georgia a year ago, and Georgia had a much better defense, and they couldn't stop that Oklahoma offense. And now Oklahoma has a better offense, I think, than they had last year with a Heisman Trophy winner in Baker Mayfield. So it would be a huge conundrum for this committee if everybody continues to win out and you got if Obama was to slip up and fall, because there's no way you leave him out of this. But I think this would you would probably have to, because if you had a Michigan with one loss and they win their conference, Bama didn't win the conference. They ended up losing
in
the conference.
They didn't win it last year. They didn't win it last year, and they got into
it. I know. They didn't win it last year. They didn't even win their division, and now we've seen that twice, and yet they go on to win the national title. But I think if you've got a big boys like a one-loss Big Ten champion, remember last year, Ohio State had two losses. So that's when they still almost got in.
Yeah, but if you're – Michigan would be out, because if Notre Dame goes undefeated and Clemson's undefeated, they're going to be in. Michigan with the one loss would be out.
Right.
That's the team.
Yeah. Yeah, but here's the deal. Michigan now has that conference championship game, and they have a chance to make a last impression. But they could have that loss to Notre Dame at the beginning of the season held against them. You are correct.
Yeah. And they should.
I mean, if Notre Dame goes undefeated and Clemson goes undefeated, they got to be in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're in.
The head-to-head should be the tiebreaker. Yeah, I agree with you. I completely agree with you.
I agree. Okay.
No,
you win, damn it.
No, I don't want to win. By the way, I got to bring this up because I think about you, and I think when I see the horns play, I think about you. So,
oh, my goodness.
So they get the big win over Oklahoma, and it looks like Texas is they're in the mix now. Here they come. And then they lose two in a row. They lost I give West Virginia credit for going for the 2-point conversion there at the end of the game to win. And they lose to Oklahoma State as well. And so, what happened?
Listen, man.
I got to bring it up because I love you.
Well, thank you. I'm not going to shy away from it because I announced that they were back. And all I know, since the bye week, the defense hasn't done a damn thing. They need to get whatever Michael Irvin was on the other day, and maybe that'll help energize them because they just look like Swiss cheese. The last two ball games, they've given up gugobs and rushing yards, 181 and 232 last week to West Virginia. I mean, it's just been embarrassing, and that was the part of the team that was really playing consistently after that loss at Maryland to start the season. And now, since a bye week, what the hell did they do on that bye week? They must have started reading the press clippings or something. They're not aggressive. They're not flying to the football. They don't look like they know what the hell they're doing. So I don't know what's going on that side of the ball. Offensively, Allinger's taking care of the rock. They're scoring 30 and 40 points, and yet they're still posting L's. So Todd Orlando needs to find something out this weekend, or they're going to get embarrassed in my hometown of Lubbock, taking on Texas Tech. And Texas Tech, you know, they took Oklahoma to the brink last week.
Right, right, yep.
Brian,
Brian, we miss you, man. I miss you playing golf with you and all of that. I mean, we miss it. We miss you, bro.
I miss you too, man. I'm going to have to get by there and shake it up. I know it's quiet over there.
Oh, yeah, not much going on. You know what I mean, bro?
apparently, I'm going to have to come over and be his bodyguard, man. God. I can't let anything happen to Gio now.
That's a good idea.
You got that right.
Brian, you're always welcome. We appreciate it, my friend.
See you, bro.
All right, guys. Y'all take care.
Brian Jones, CBS College Football Analyst, will be in studio this Saturday. He'll be breaking down all the action for the SEC on CBS Doubleheader starting at noon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.